From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. In South Florida, the seas could rise 2 feet over the next 40 years. That's the benchmark planners here typically use. There's a chance it could be less or more. To help homeowners and businesses deal with the impact of the rising seas, a team at Florida International University developed an app called Eyes on the Rise. One of the creators is journalism professor Susan Jacobson. She specializes in digital media and spoke with WLRN's Kate Stein about how to use the app.
You enter your address. It will tell you then what your elevation is based on calculations by Google Elevation. And then it will allow you to slide a little slider to see what the impact of 6 feet of sea level rise might be on your property.
And you can select different levels, right? Like 2 feet or 4 feet or kind of incrementally?
Yes, you can select up to 6 feet. And what happens is the map turns blue in the areas where there is water. So you might live in an island of dryness, but it might be difficult for you to get to work, to get to I-95, for example.
Do you think it is realistically feasible, based on what you've seen, you know, using the app, that people could potentially have like sort of desert islands where their houses are and they couldn't get to school or work or like the hospital?
Well, yes, it is definitely possible. When is this going to happen is another question. The devastating impacts of sea level rise on Florida are still many years away. We will have what's sometimes called nuisance flooding when the high tides are at their highest, increasing over the next few years. There's no way to get around that.
Are you from South Florida originally?
I'm from a little town called Venice, Florida, which is over on the west coast of Florida, just south of Sarasota. And believe me, when I was growing up in Florida, we'd never heard of climate change. And I, as soon as I graduated from the University of Florida College of Journalism, I ran up and lived in Manhattan and Philadelphia for like 20 plus years, and then came back to Miami in the fall of 2013. And I noticed that when I parked my car in my apartment building in the fall, I'd come out and would be in water. And I was like, sea level rise? What is that? And I found I had a very practical reason for wanting to be more informed. I just wanted to move my car when the water was going to be there so, you know, it wouldn't mess up my car.
You've also worked on another app with the local programming group Code for Miami. What is that all about?
We have a site. It's called willitflood.org. And what this does is it shows you a calendar of the high tides. So we built this specifically to give people that kind of heads up.
So has working on this project changed the way you think about living in South Florida?
I just bought a condo. You know, I'm staying here. I paid attention to the flood zone my condo was in and its elevation.
When you bought your condo, did you put the address into the app?
Oh, you bet I did. However, I will say this. We did not build this app like to be the last word on whether or not you should make a real estate purchase. It's a point of information. If you are really concerned, there are local companies out there that will do a professional evaluation of the property that you want to buy and let you know in more detail and with more precision what the risks are.
Working on this project probably gave you a pretty good sense of some of the places throughout South Florida that are really vulnerable. So Miami Beach is one. What other places?
The Matheson Hammock Park area. Matheson Hammock Park can turn into like a lake during the highest of the high tides. Some of the areas around the Miami River. Las Olas in Fort Lauderdale. Parts of Doral. It's not just the cities or the areas on the coast, although they're usually the first to get hit. Between flooding and our drinking water, the sea level rise story is really, it's the biggest story in South Florida.
That was Susan Jacobson, who helped develop the Eyes on the Rise Sea Level app. This interview is part of the Invading Sea, an editorial collaboration among the Miami Herald, the South Florida Sun-Sentinel, and the Palm Beach Post, with reporting from WLRN. You can find more coverage at theinvadingsea.com. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.